Auburn's recruiting momentum is off the charts. It's Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well. I know some people that are probably listening to this or watching this have been at Plainsman Park literally all weekend.
All night.
You name it. They were talking about an ESPN this last night. They're like, bro, you know, when they were signing
quick,
off.
I just want to interrupt you real quick. Our first pitch has gotten for tonight has gotten pushed back again. It was supposed to be at 5 o'clock, which would be in about 30 minutes for us recording this. It's now 8 o'clock.
Dude,
because of weather in Auburn, it's insane.
Yeah, but if you're either in Auburn or just anywhere in the state of Alabama, please stay safe. But by the time this is airing, it's probably already cleared out. But where I'm at right now in Birmingham, my God, it is absolute. You think Thor himself, the son of Odin, is having too much fun right now in the clouds? But you know who else is having a lot of fun? That'd be the Auburn Tigers. Golish and company are going on a tear right now. And whenever Golish puts out War Damn with eagle emojis, you know something is on the horizon. And it was like that all weekend. And Grandma,
notice the eagles here. 16 hours, one, then two, then three, then four, then five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the little cryptic little emoji messages in there was really, really subtle. And I like it a lot. I can't like him anymore, I don't think. You know what I mean? Like, if he can get a win on the field, I'll love him. You know what I mean? But but Grandma, I'll kind of throw it to you with this. Like, we racked up some recruits this weekend, man. And
I'm just gonna highlight two of them today.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I'll highlight two
of the guys. The second one being the running back that we just got today. The first one, though, I think it was yesterday when we found out, but got a commitment of a kicker. He's the number two kicker in the country, 3-star kicker. That's just how, you know, it's hard to give recruits ranking or kickers rankings and stuff like that. But he's the number two overall kicker in the entire country. So definitely, you know, highly touted, highly wanted. Chose the Tigers. I think his name is Noah Ash.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah, that's super exciting.
But lots of jokes flying around with that one, too.
Yeah. So then we have our big one. 4-star running back, which, hey, we already have one of those. So the fact that we've gotten two of these in the class is really cool.
Massive.
4-star running back Kingston Miles has committed to Auburn. He's 6'1", 200 pounds from St. Louis, Missouri. Chose the Tigers over Alabama and Missouri. He says, "We down south, baby. Let's work."
I love it. I like that he's 6'1", 200 because that reminds me. I can't remember his name. But you remember the guy at Mississippi State a couple years ago when Dak Prescott was there? He was like a bowling ball. I can't remember what his name was.
I was like, let's see, 9 years old for that? So, no.
Jeez, God, age me, please. But, yeah, I think Auburn has been in search of – obviously, Auburn has had great running backs. Even during the down years, we've had great running backs. But in terms of somebody that's a little bit smaller, kind of a bowling ball build, like a Trey Mason, to me, kind of exciting. That just adds a different type of depth to your offense, and it just makes the defense that you're up against have to be on their toes because you don't know what you're going to get. Because you could have that type of, you know, running back go, you know, kick over to the slot for some quick, you know, slant play or something like that, or a screen or something like that. You never know. And that's just something that we have not had in a minute. And I'm glad. And the fact that you kind of hit the nail on the head, we got 2 4-star running backs in this class. That's massive. That's big. Mm-hmm. And that's I'm happy.
Yeah. So he had offers from places like Alabama, Cincinnati, Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Kansas State, Kentucky, Michigan State, Missouri, Nebraska, who is a good running back school, Oklahoma State, Ole Miss, Purdue, Tennessee, Wisconsin. And I'm not going to name the last three because that was probably when he was super early on in his career. I mean, it's Sac State, Toledo, those types of schools. Sac State, Toledo, and Lindenwood. I don't even know where Lindenwood is. So
it sounds like Germany. Lindenburg, or I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, we got didn't we get some linemen too? We're still waiting on the one that was decided between Texas and us, correct? But yeah,
he was on his official visit this weekend, I'm pretty sure. But we don't have he still has to take, I think it's probably one more OV to Texas, and then we'll probably get a decision there.
I really want Joshua Dobson really bad.
I do too.
Corner. I think he would be outstanding to, obviously it's one thing because he's a 5-star, and I, you know how my opinion of the star system is, but to have someone like that at corner come to a defense that's already pretty stacked, I think would be really, really good for us. And yeah, that's kind of been, you know, we've had some good corners, but not like incredible, you know what I mean? So it would definitely be a godsend if we can get him, but I think he has one more visit besides us, right?
Texas.
If I was reading right. I saw.
Joshua Dobson. Joshua Dobson. Probably figure that out.
I think he had I saw a tweet, something that he had one more visit after Auburn, but I can't remember who, or that could have been an older tweet. It was just something that popped up in my feed. My feed has been so weird lately in terms of Auburn news. It's 3 days behind, or it's right on the money, as it's happening within the hour. So it's just the algorithm, man. That's the one thing about social media. The algorithm is either with you or against you.
He's got three more visits lined up. He's got Texas A&M in next weekend. Mm-hmm. Then the weekend after that would be Michigan, and then the weekend after that would be South Carolina.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But he had a quote this weekend. I think it's hilarious. But he said, "I can't wait to potentially be a war eagle." Everyone's like,
oh, "Yeah, buddy." Yeah, I saw that. Someone I saw in the comments, someone said, "I can't wait to be at the University of Auburn War Eagles." I love them. That's not a shot. I promise. It's just funny when people say that, because it's just like, oh, come on. So close. But that's the problem when you have a war cry and, you know,
a mascot
that doesn't line up. It's just, it is what it is. I get it. But yeah, I'm really excited. The fact that Golish, every time something's about to happen, he kind of puts out I like to call it the Golish signal, kind of like the bat signal. You know what I mean? Just like, boom, like, hey, we got someone coming in. Hey, someone else is about to come in. And that's how you know. And within 5 minutes him putting that out, boom, official. So yeah, it's really cool to see that. It's really fun to keep up with. So definitely, if you're not, go follow Coach Golish on X. Because that's if you don't follow anyone else and you're kind of in the dark on recruiting, which most of the people listening to this are not in the dark because you're listening to The Barn or, you know, who knows. But if you're not, Golish is definitely the place to follow because he is on top of it right now. And I love it. I absolutely love it. It's refreshing to see. I know Hugh Freeze wouldn't really, they would just, you know, Auburn football would just post a video of him doing boom, which was already trademarked from Gus. So It just, yeah. It's nice to see that and see a coach actually be excited, you know, about getting recruits. That's just me though. But you know what else you could get excited about? AUShirts.com. Go get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. You see some shirts, hoodies, and a hat. We have other options on there as well. New styles are added weekly. We're hoping to get the Social Hour shirt out to y'all soon. We hope, you know, We'll see. We're trying to get it approved still, but we're excited for y'all to see what we have in store for y'all there. But again, if you get something from AUShirts.com, please tag us on social media. We'd love to shout you out on the show. Whether you wear it at home, if you're out and about, if you're at the games, on campus somewhere, no matter what, you know, if it's football, baseball, basketball, softball, you name it, wherever you're at, tennis, golf, wherever you are supporting Auburn and you're wearing a shirt from AUShirts.com, please tag us on social media, either me, Graham, both of us, or The Barn, or all the above. And we'd love to shout you out on the show. So again, that is AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at The Barn.
Also go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are. Let's do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner and you want to get your company out on the index, then go to buyauburn.com today to sign up. Or if you're just looking to support the Auburn family, which I think is a great thing to do, and go to buyauburn.com today to check out the index and see what all types of companies and businesses are on there that you can support whenever you need something. Like I said many times, if you're going to Atlanta for the Auburn-Baylor game, go to auburn.com, see if there's anything in the area that's local in the Atlanta area that you can go support that are also Auburn fans. Great way to support each other. So go to buyauburn.com today to check out.
Yes, please go do that. It is, I want it to be the biggest index it can possibly be. So it's really cool to see it grow. I feel like almost something every day is being added on there. So if you know somebody that's an Auburn grad and they have a local business and you want them to feel the love, tell them about buyauburn.com. It's a really cool concept, and I'm glad that they are partnering with the Barnes Social Hour. But Graham, we move on to...
Can I hijack the show real quick?
Do it.
And I know we don't like talking about baseball here because, you know, but shout out to Auburn fans in general for the support they showed that team last night on like a 14-hour day of baseball. You know, we had a game that was supposed to, you know, first pitch at 2. That game didn't start till like 5, didn't get done till like 9:30. Guess what? We first pitch again at 10:10 later that night and play a whole nother game. And y'all kept Plainsman Park full and made it rowdy and made the environment special. It's just, I mean, people always, you know, have that saying. It's like, well, hey, Alabama fans are fans of Alabama football. Auburn fans are fans of Auburn. And I think last night and just throughout this regional so far, especially after, you know, taking a game one loss to Milwaukee, fans have showed up and loved and supported this team. And it has been so special for me to see. And if y'all haven't been on social media, and this is kind of the second, you know, back end of our show, if y'all haven't checked out on social media, earlier today, earlier today, a post from Auburn Baseball came out and said, hey, like Auburn students, Auburn Jungle, we need you out here tonight. For the first 500 students that click this link and get a ticket, it's free for you on like behalf of Butch Thompson. I was like, wow, that's legendary. About probably 30 minutes later, I get another notification on my phone. It's Stephen Pearl tweeting, said, hey coach, put me in for 100 more. Mm-hmm. Then I get another notification about 30 minutes later for that. And it's Alex Cole. She's saying, hey coach, let me have 100. We are now up to 1,000 free tickets for students on behalf of all of these programs. And if you're listening and not watching, it's Auburn softball, Auburn football, Auburn men's basketball, Auburn's women's basketball, athletic director John Cohen, and Auburn baseball. 500 free tickets on behalf of Auburn athletics tonight, or 1,000, my bad.
Yeah, 1,000.
That is just Auburn being Auburn and showing how much Auburn means to the fans and to these coaches. And I genuinely was blown away by this.
Yeah, it was really cool to see, considering like you were saying, like we had to play 2 games yesterday and one started at 10 at night when people had work the next day, more than likely. Yeah. And they were talking about that on ESPN last night too. Like when they were about to sign off, they were saying like in a good morning from Auburn, because it's literally 12 in the morning here. And it's just it's a testament to the Auburn, just the community coming together, but the coaching staffs from different sports of your, you know, respective sports coming together as well. The athletic department coming together with AD John Cohen, and then the baseball team, obviously, throwing in 500 as well. So 1,000 tickets total is really cool to see for the students. Hopefully everyone shows out. They deserve it. Everyone that went yesterday, it was hot. It was muggy. It was humid. It rained and rained and rained. Everyone was like 15 pounds soaking wet by the time, you know, the games ended last night. So props to Auburn University for doing that. It was really cool to see that. And
I just want to say this too real quick.
Yeah.
I think this is including most of the extra seating. Because if you haven't checked, seen it, I put in a lot of extra seating for this regional. Mm-hmm. I think it totals to around 6,300. 1,000 of that is going to be free tickets for rowdy students to be in there tonight. And, man, I sure hope that students – of Auburn who are in the area or close by, maybe in Birmingham, make the drive down there tonight to watch that game. It's going to be worth it. This team needs us. They feed off of our energy. And some of their bats are hard right now. I mean, Chase Frelick, GOAT. So If y'all are, you know, this obviously comes out about an hour before the game is supposed to start. If you're in the Auburn area watching this, go out to the game. If you are in Birmingham and you want to try to make it by the second half of the game, like, leave right now and go. But try to go support this team. You never know when it's going to be last. If we lose today, it's over. But if we win today, we have a chance to make it to Omaha. So go support this team tonight. It's going to be electric.
Yeah, I agree. I can't say it any better myself, honestly. It's just really cool to see the community get behind the baseball team. You know, it was, I wouldn't say it was like a tragic thing that happened on Saturday whenever, or yeah, was it Saturday whenever we lost Milwaukee? I lost track of the days.
Friday or Saturday.
But everyone was like, safe to say everyone was not in a good mood. And it was just not, it wasn't looking good.
Understandable. That should not have been a game we lost.
No. And the fact that you lost the way you did, it just didn't look good. Everyone, you know, was like, oh my God, what, you know, whose fault is this? Who do we go after? You know, all this stuff. And then the fact that this team has rallied like they have with the consistent rain delays, lightning delays, the heat, the humidity. It's just like, it's a testament to the fans too. Like, it's just cool to see this happen. It's just like you said, Auburn being Auburn, this is what we do. We're not just a football school. We're not just a basketball school. We're an everything school. We like Auburn. Anything Auburn does, we support. That's the bottom line. Whether, you know, success or not, we're there. And that's what this is about, man. It's what it is being an Auburn fan. I know some people are tired of hearing about we are family and stuff like that, but, you know, family doesn't win games. I get that. I'm also in that camp, especially when it comes to football. I just want to see us win some freaking games, okay? I'm like everyone else. But the fact that this is a thing, I like the culture that is currently happening in athletics at Auburn University. Whether it be this, now, who knows what happens with football season? Who knows? Who knows what will happen with basketball season? Like, it's just, this type of thing is not a one-off thing. This is an infectious show of just fandom, I guess you could say, and team spirit, to the point where people are like, oh my gosh, like, let's go join this. Like, it's a movement. Like, not to sound negative, but, you know, people are going to be like, well, you know, FOMO. I got FOMO. I want to be there. And it'll encourage people to, even if they don't get a part of this deal, buy a ticket and go.
I do wish I was there. I would 100% go to those games if I could.
Same. And it's just, it's crazy, man. I'm excited and I'm glad they're doing this. And I hope we come up with a win tonight, because I think also, the momentum's on our side. So I'll say that. Yeah. I think momentum's on our side, and the fan base being there will definitely help boost that morale and momentum. So.
Also, shout out Ryan Hetzler. Came in UCF game last night, pitched 3 innings, and then came in and played 3 innings in the UCF game, and then started the game against Milwaukee a little bit later than night. I think he ended up pitching like four to six innings. I can't remember exactly the innings, but incredible performance by him to get Auburn to win.
But I don't really have anything else besides
that's it.
Just mainly, you know, keep your eye out on some of these recruits we had in town. A lot of them, if not all of them, were really, really impressed with, like we were saying Thursday and Friday, how you walk into the football facility and you were just immediately like, your breath is taken away, because you're like, my God, like, what is this, a spaceship? Like, you, so I think the same thing happened with the recruits this weekend. That's why you saw all these commitments. Just like, yeah, I'm coming here. It's wraps. I'm coming here. I hope to see that out of Joshua Dobson. That's the one that obviously he's a 5-star corner. No duh that I want him to go ahead and commit. But like Graham was saying, he's got 3 visits left. Hopefully he's not too wooed by Texas, A&M, Michigan, and South Carolina. So, hopefully he's not too wooed by them, and hopefully he can pull up to Auburn and be ready to go when his number's called. So I'm excited. I'm so excited. And I like too how, and I don't know if you noticed, and you can find it anywhere on X too, but the way Gullish was interacting, not just with the players, but the families. Like, yeah, he was getting in on the group photos. They were cutting up, laughing. Like, they were just, it's just, it's good to see that. It's just good energy. I love it. Something that, based off what we were told by the players at, you know, the first practice of spring, the culture is different and it's way better than it was, because my goodness gracious, I don't know what kind of culture Hugh Freeze was trying to implement, but it wasn't a winning one. And I'm very confident that Golish is taking the steps in the right direction to create a winning culture at Auburn. And I think we are, you know, I can't wait for football season. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just excited. I'm glad it's literally right around the corner. Today's June 1st. So we're approaching, I think we're like 90 something days away. So I'm good. Super excited. Can't wait. I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything?
Nope.
Cool. Well, everyone have a great rest of your Monday night. Please, if you're considering
watch it, the game.
Yeah, watch the game. If you're not watching,
watch on TV.
Yeah, watch on TV. Go if you got the chance to go. Please support the baseball team and let's get to Omaha. If not, you know, completely understand.
If we win this, if we win today, we will play Ole Miss in a super regional in Auburn. So let's win tonight and let's keep supporting these Tigers through Auburn. Get them all in Omaha.
Let's keep riding the what was it called? The dub wave. Let's keep riding the dub wave. Let's get it. Yeah. But yeah, with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McClain. As always, War Damn, we will see you next time.